In a world of podcasts, one rises in the night to destroy them all. The Elder God in an ocean of noise, the Cthulhu of the airwaves. This is Spoiler Country.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's like $10 product.
Yeah. And we're just like, I mean, if we're only going to be in for like four months, you know, we just need something that's going to work for, you know, 4 pounds of money.
I mean, we could do it like we used to, didn't we? Didn't we? We used to just record locally, mm-hmm. and then send each other the video, and then just put it together.
No, we never not with video. We did with audio. With video, is always when we started doing video, it was always on Zoom or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was on Skype.
Or Skype. We did Skype. Yep, Skype, and then we did Zoom.
Still could use Skype.
Yeah, on audio. For audio, we just did we would record locally and then just sync up the files together.
Yeah,
it was so much easier. It was so much easier when doing it just audio.
Well, audio became really easy when we discovered what was that
Descript
that we used? Descript.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got to a point where we're like, "Why? We don't need to cut out." It was mostly cutting out the ums of guests.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes people get so bad. You're like, oh my Lord, right. Can't even get through this interview.
Anymore, I just leave it. It's like, yeah, you're going to get an unedited show. And I mean, you'll get some small edits here and there, but I'm not going to. I mean, I used to spend hours going through each episode, like making sure all like, and I was like, fuck this.
We only cut out the pervasive use of the word of the N word that Johnny tends to do.
That is not true.
You're such a racist. You're such a racist.
We've had that word dropped on our show and we cut it out, but not by me.
Oh, dude, in 2 seconds, I'm going to make you forget that you're gay. One, two. That's such a dumb trick. That made me laugh. The first time I saw that on TikTok, I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And the guy was like, I'm not gay.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Sure, buddy. Sure.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I just, I don't know. I kind of just want to have a conversation and not even, you know, should we even do an introduction?
Welcome back to Spoiler Country. I'm Johnny. That's Ken Rick. Let's go.
Going in dry.
Going in. I mean, I've had a drink, a little wet, but.
Oh, you've had a drink?
Yeah. I mean, by drink, I mean I've had some flavored water.
That was some water right there. I'm done. I need to drink more water. My lighting in here is terrible, though.
As if you're the whole behind, all behind these washed out.
Behind me?
Yeah. Well, not washed out. It's like, it looks dull behind you. Not that mine looks great. Mine looks fucking crazy, but.
Is that actually, better?
I mean, you look fine. You look fine. It's behind. It's like the comics behind you. Look kind of like washed out.
Well, because my light is right there, as opposed to over there.
And my light's right over there,
coming this way, and I just because I have a table here in my desk right here, and so I have to, and then there's a TV mounted on the wall right here, and so I have to like put the light behind everything and in the corner, and I just don't want to do it.
Right. It's a lot of work.
And the cat keeps jumping up onto my Xbox right there, which I never play. I haven't played it in 2 years. I don't think it's been turned on in over 2 years.
I have a PS4 over there and I have a PS5 downstairs. I haven't played them in forever. I don't play games very much anymore.
Yeah, it's rare. I mean, if I'm going to get on a game, I'll get on. I was getting on Fallout 76 for the last 4 years or 5 years, I guess, whatever it was. But then they just made this huge update and I don't like it. They like changed away they literally took stats away from my character, changed these cards around that you have your card set up a certain way and they changed where things are at and they didn't put it back. And it's like, I can't even play it now. So I'm just going to stop. I'll just watch the show.
Right. Is the show any good?
You know, which sucks. Cause I've been like working on my character literally for since 2020.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so, but now,
and that's the only game I played except for, you know, stupid mobile games.
Yeah,
which I have a couple that I play to just pass time when I'm like waiting for something.
What are you playing?
Right now, I don't even know the name of it. It's just there. I play, I have a couple games. One, I play Cup Heroes.
Nice.
That's where you're like, it's just like a side scroller. And you have, you can have different characters. You have to earn your characters and have the second character where he shoots two guns.
Nice.
And the people that you kill drop little pellets. And then every so often your cup goes down and you like take your cup and you go back and forth and you drop the pellets that you collected. And then they go times five, times seven, or they bounce up all over the place and then they fill up and then you can get you can buy an add-on with those pellets.
Nice. That's
stupid, but it just saved, you know what I mean? And then I have one where you just find the cats and you just push on the cats. And I just it goes meow, meow.
The cat you merge cats, whatever.
No. All you do is look for the cats in a black and white painting. And when you in a black and white picture, and when you hit the cat, it colorizes and there'll be like 30 cats and you got to find them somewhere in the painting. It's like a Where's Waldo with kitties. What is that one called? I don't even know the name of it. Find the Cat. It's literally called Find the Cat.
On brand?
Yeah.
I've been playing.
And then this, I met somebody that she got me addicted to Wordle.
Oh, nice.
The Wordle?
Yeah,
Wordle. The New York Times? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's about it.
I have two games I play sometimes, either Merge Dragons, which is like, it's like you find things and merge them together to make more. And then
I tried playing that. I got about 2 days into it, and I was like, I can't do this one.
It's dumb, but it's fun. I find it's like mindless relaxing, you know?
Yeah.
And then Monopoly Go, which is so dumb. The whole thing tries to get you to buy stuff. I'm not going to buy shit. I'll play like my little bit and then be done.
Oh, I have Monopoly Go, but I don't have anybody to play with. Nobody wants to play it. And I thought it was just Monopoly. Is it like they try to get you to buy stuff? Because I don't want that.
You can play by yourself on Monopoly Go. It's a whole thing.
Stuff all the time.
I know you do. But then they want you to buy like coins or whatever to like upgrade your shit faster. That's like no. Or buy dice.
No. I thought it was just Monopoly with cool 3D graphics.
Nope.
That's the way they make it seem. That's what I hate. That's what I hate. When you look at these games and it's not what they're showing.
It drives me insane. It's always crazy.
Dude, if I download something and I'm expecting one thing and it's something else, even if it's like, oh, you'll get to that. Nope, I'm done. I'm out. I uninstall it right away.
I want what I fucking downloaded.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's my expectation.
Yeah, and mobile games are horrible at that, so it's like, fuck off.
Yeah, mobile games are the worst, because a lot of them are just companies that just pump out a bunch of bullshit. A
bunch of garbage,
There's a bunch of garbage. They have an army of developers that are, like, sitting there working in a sweatshop-style location, like, literally, and then they just pump out these bullshit games, and then it's just all about pushing as many ads as they can to you.
Ads and microtransactions, that's all it's about.
Yeah, yeah.
But speaking of mobile games, my buddy Keppa, who owns Rocket Cat Games, is about to announce his next game here pretty soon.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I can't. What? I know. I can't say anything about it, but he's about to announce the next game they're releasing.
What was the game that he did before?
They did Hook Champ, and then their big one was Death Road to Canada.
Death Road to Canada.
That one's pretty good. That one did really well.
Nice.
But yeah,
he's got a great name.
Yeah. He's got a new game coming out, and he's about to. I think he's announcing it soon. Or sorry, I don't know. He might have already done it. I don't know, but it's coming out soon. But I won't say anything because I don't know if it's already been announced or not.
Yeah,
but
they have
cool games.
How's the writing coming along? Are you working on anything?
Oh God, yes, I'm working on a lot of stuff.
Actively working on it.
Oh yeah, I've been actively working on it. Lots of stuff. So before I go into my diatribe of all this shit that I'm working on, what have you been working on? Because I'm sure it'll be a lot shorter.
Oh, thanks.
I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that as you know, I don't want to like, yes.
Well, go first. I'm working on issues 3 and 4, and we talked a couple weeks ago. And I don't know if I remember if it was the last time we recorded. I said this, or it was just in chat. But I plan on, I want to just do issues 3 and 4 at the same time. And that way that arc is done. Cause I got other things I want to, that I want to do as well, but I don't want to rush it. And so I've been going very slow because I've been having a bit, I have everything in my mind, what I want to have. And I'm writing a lot of it down, you know what I mean? In outline form so I can just write to it. But it's, you know how sometimes you have these pictures in your head and like getting them out can be difficult. And it's like, you know, I have specific scenes that I want to get to that. And then I start thinking about, I'm like, is that cliche? Cause I don't want to be overtly predictable, you know? You know, but at the same time, I don't really care if I am, because it's something, you know, because I'm writing it. It's in my head. I want to get it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not, you know, I'm not writing it for somebody else. No one's paying me to do it.
No. And in fact, you're paying to do it.
Yeah. And so I just want to make sure that's right. And then in the meantime, I've been working on a website.
For what?
I've gotten, it's a calendar website, and it's to adjust, like, you know, what's the number one thing you and Kaylee fight about? Probably finances.
No.
You know.
It's the dogs, but.
Well, yeah, okay, so the dogs. And then number two might be what? What's for dinner?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, that can be a fight, right? So I started writing this website. I started writing it really for Tafine because...
Oh, you talked about this before.
This is normally our biggest fight that we have is what's for dinner, you know? And what do you want me, you know, she's like, what do you want me to make? And I'm like, what do you want to make? Or do you want to go and get something? You know what I mean? Do you want to make dinner?
Right.
And so she has like 40, 50 staples that she does off the top of her head.
Yeah.
And so I wrote a program, a Visual Basics in Excel, where it just randomly made a month dinner menu for a month. Right. And it just showed every day, this is what you're making, but it's on Excel and she's not going to use it when it's on Excel. Cause that means she has to break out a laptop or a computer and then get on and do it, you know?
Yeah.
Or even on the mobile, she's just not going to use Excel. So
Excel mobile is not very friendly.
Yeah. I said a website might be interesting. So I broke out a Raspberry Pi that I've had sitting here forever, a Raspberry Pi 4. I installed just Pi and then installed Apache 2 server and then started writing it in PHP. And I took the original one and just started redeveloping it in PHP.
Nice.
And now I have it. It's in PHP, but now I have it where you can, I even have it to where you can create your, I can create accounts or you can create account. You can go to the website, create your own account, upload, you can do it in bulk or you can do it one recipe at a time and you can upload all your recipes, your ingredients and your instructions on how to do it. And then it'll spit out a calendar for you and it's persistent. So that data will stay because I made a database and everything. And And so then you can generate a calendar and then it generates a grocery list as well. A weekly grocery list based off the ingredients of the recipes you're making that week.
That's and awesome.
So, yeah. But now, I got my brother involved who is much, much smarter than me. Especially when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, and he kind of got into it and we started using GitHub to check in code and so that we can work on it together and not have it be, been a good distraction because I'm starting to come up with other things, you know?
Nice.
And now we're going to redevelop the code to use react.js.
Mm. Yep. React's
pretty good. Which I had never heard of. I don't know if you've heard of it. I had never heard of it. And I like to think I kept up on a lot of that stuff, but apparently I had not. And I watched the documentary on YouTube about it, and it was really interesting.
Yeah, I haven't watched that.
And then I went and so we're gonna modulate it and put it start using React for a lot of that front end stuff for like the login and all that kind of stuff. And then I think I'm going to change it to where it's on a weekly basis as opposed to a month, because your week to week can change and you can quickly change that what you want. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to leverage AI in a way that I think AI should be leveraged. And that is going to analyze all your recipes, right? To figure out what your palate might be, what you like, and say, hey, here's something you might like, and have a dinner that might introduce you to something new and give you the instructions on how to make it, what it is, and all the ingredients, right?
That's cool.
And then, and then we're going to have it to where you can print it out if you want to print the ingredient list when you go to the grocery store. I'm going to have it to where you can email it to yourself, or you can text it. It'll text it to you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we're trying to make it very simple, right? Because there's other websites that do it, but they're so complicated. Yeah. And there's just, they have, and they're cool. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? But they have all these bells and whistles that does all this stuff. And it's just like, I think it's daunting. You know what I mean? And I just want it to be simple. Like the most difficult thing it's going to do is that suggest a dinner or do like meatless Mondays, or I only, you know what I mean? Analyze your recipes that don't use meat and, you know, and then go from there. And so, yeah. And then if that goes really well, then I'll figure out somebody who can skin it and make it look pretty. Cause I'm not a web designer.
Yeah. I do it for our stuff, but I don't like doing it too much.
Yeah. It's very Spartan. It's just, it's all black and white. It's, you know, everything's in PHP right now. So, which in my mind, when I started going down, I started reading all this stuff with PHP, but in my mind, I was thinking Python, but I did it in PHP instead. And then, so, yeah. But once they get it all over, it'll be good. So that's that. And then work. And then working on Supernatural Baby Detective issues 3 and 4, which I'm hoping to be done within a month.
Nice.
With the initial draft.
And then Ram will start working on art after that.
And then Ram can start working on it. Well, I think I'm going to do some things a little different this time around. Usually we get everything and then we get all the art done, and then we start going through editing of the dialogue. Mm-hmm. Right? Because everything's drawn. And I think I might try to get through the dialogue and things first and get that editing done first, then go over and then do like the editing, let's say done, but then get all the art done and then get the lettering done and then do a final round of editing.
Nice.
You know, because this always seems like once I get it back from lettering, there's always like 5 or 6 pages that I'm like, oh, I wish I would have said this, or I wish I would have done that.
Right.
You know?
Which is one reason why I like doing my own lettering, because I can always change shit.
Yeah, well, 3 and 4, I think you said that you wanted a letter, so I think we're going to move away from Comic Craft, even though they've been excellent. They've been excellent.
They are excellent.
And nothing to do with that. It's just more of we'd like to do as much as we can in house as possible. And then, we did, you know, that first issue, Johnny did the coloring. And then the second issue, okay, you wanted to let Ram do the coloring. We really liked what Ram did. And Ram's been invested in this book as well. So he's, not charging what he probably could. And then, And then, you know, and then you said, okay, I want to do the lettering because I can do, you get what Richard and his team were was going with it. So you're like, I can, let's do this.
Yeah.
So it'll be
fun. For sure. I'm excited. I like lettering. I found recently that in the last couple of years, that not only do I like coloring, but I like lettering stuff too. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then we got, and then I want to get to our next book that we're working on, which will be fun. Cause I'll do the initial, I think I'll do the initial draft because I've already started outlining it and drafting it and having the character, I have all the, well, not all the characters, but I have a majority of the characters, and I have Rain, I have her, and I have her pretty fleshed out. You know what I mean? Who she is, what her ancestry is, and why she is the way she is. And that comes full circle, which is kind of cool. And then I have, the mentor figured out, and I have some other things that are good. So then I figured I'd get out a draft and then let you look at it and you go, okay, I like this. I really want to make this change. And then I'll argue, and then we'll beat each other up about it. And then we'll go with the direction I want, and then it'll be good. No, no, I'm kidding. but we, you know, I thought that would be good. A good way to do it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I'm excited for that one too. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So what have you been on? What have you been working on? What have you been on? Like, you've been on drugs.
I've been on
a druggy, a racist. A...
I know, right? God, you must. I'm sorry I haven't podcasted with you in a while. Jesus, don't try to belittle me so much.
I know. Well, your worst feature, your worst, this the feature, worst thing about
my
you
face.
Is your face. No, is, hey, let's do this day. Okay. And then nothing. I hear nothing.
I know.
That day comes. Hello? Nothing. Now it's like, this is why.
Hey, I was on it today.
And I go, hello? Question mark?
This I hate is why. That. I hate that shit.
Well, answer your freaking thing and like respond. Be communicative.
I don't want to. That costs effort.
Yeah.
But today I was on it. I was on it today. It was on my calendar and I'm here. So.
You're on it right now.
Yeah, I'm here. So. I've been working on a lot of things, websites. I moved and rebuilt spoilerverse.com last couple months.
Yep.
I had to completely redesign the whole thing too, because I couldn't transfer it over from, we're on Squarespace. It's fucking expensive. I had decided.
Way before, expensive.
Yeah. I had decided right before this that I wanted to relaunch a whitejustseal.net website to like a home base for all like the stuff that I've worked on over the years, like my artwork, my comics, my music, my podcasting, all that kind of stuff, have like a one website for all of it. Because even though no one probably really cares as much as I do, I like having that space online with all my stuff on there. So I bought a hosting service again with InMotion because I love them. And then I built whitejustseal.net again, got all that stuff done. And then that caused me to go, hey, we should just move back to WordPress from WooCommerce for Spoilerverse.
Well, that and the bill came, and we were just like, no.
No, I'm not paying that. And so I built whitejustseal.net, and then I built Spoilerverse.com, and then and so I got all those kind of worked out. And then I talked to you and Greg about this too. I was like, how can I get people to get Jonely Nonely? Like, how can I spread the love of Jonely Nonely and get people to understand it? Because it's a hard sell. I know it's a hard sell. I get that. And Greg has already said that it works really good as a webcomic, because obviously it does, because it originally was a webcomic. But I decided I should just start releasing it page by page of the new comic book form as a webcomic, so people can get out there and read it. And then, you know, they can buy the collected volume if they want to at the end with all the extra stuff into it. It'll build a fan base better than just like saying, hey, look at this book from a comic book that ended 7 years ago, you know? I guess
you have new material.
I do have new material, but the first 10 books is just essentially the 200 and some comics of the webcomic redone and rebuilt, and with new stuff added to them. Like, if you've read all the webcomics that are online, and then read the comics, you'll notice some similar things, but there's a bunch of new stuff in there. But I also have tons of new issues coming out too. I've got, I think JB is working on issue 19 right now, and only the first five are out right now. So I've got quite a bit done. On January 1st, I started releasing the Jonely Nonely pages one per day, and I'm going to do an issue a month. So, you know, issue one this month, two next month, and then that'll get us all the way to May for the first chapter, and then in June, issue 6, which is the first book of chapter 2, will come out. We'll start releasing on the website. And I'm excited for it. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun rebuilding the website, kind of getting it all up there and kind of showing them out. It's somehow the website I built for my webcomics, I've been putting a lot of my webcomics back online And it's been getting a lot of hits. I built it. I built a third website, which is just ytcl.net/webcomics. And it just, I did that so I could keep the main website and the portion that's hosting the webcomics for kind of like the easeability separate, because I didn't want to have, it was easier for design wise to just design a webcomic site and then design a website and then have them be separate. Because the themes and stuff and the plugins to do webcomics easily don't really mesh well in to other themes I was using at the time. And the theme that I built for ytcl.net was using did not play nice with the plugin that I was using. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'll just do a new one. Not a big deal. It kind of makes sense to keep them separate too, because then if like my main site goes down, the webcomics are still up. Webcomics goes down, main site's still up. You know, kind of keep them the uses separate, but all intertwined together. So I got all that working. I've got 15 webcomics up there. Not all of them are up there yet, but I got 15 different webcomics on the website, and some of them are done, have all been reposted up there, and some of them I'm still working through, because there's a
15 different titles or 15 different episodes of issues of Drawing Only.
15 titles.
Oh my god, dude.
Some of them, so it's just stuff that I've done that I'm just putting back on the website.
So are you just gonna like vomit all over the website and put it all up at once?
Well, all the old stuff, yes, because it was already published before. I'm just bringing it back, and I'm not like pushing it out saying, oh, we're update. I'm just putting it back online. And you know, there's like almost 4,000 pages of old stuff that I have. I don't know if I'm gonna put all of it up there right now. but I did quite a bit of work on stuff over the years. Right now, I think I have. Well, actually, I can tell you right now, I have. Let's see.
Too fucking many.
I got 840 webcomics on the website over the 15 different series, and that's not even all the series that I have. I still have some more that I'm going to be putting up there eventually. So I'm doing that, and then what that also spawned new stuff. I've decided to relaunch Sergeant Blinky as a webcomic and do new strips. That Sergeant Blinky and his Brigade of Fantastic. Because while I was going
don't you use like Green Army Men for that?
I do. It's all photo based of Green Army Men guys, and I make little scenes out of them, and then we do. It's so fun. But here's the thing:
you're like seven. You're like,
I am seven. And I love it.
I love it. It's awesome.
Here's the thing with Sergeant Blinky: like how this happened is, I was to put him back on the website. I was going. I decided to go through each page, each strip, and like fix the spelling errors, kind of fix some of the stuff I fucked up on, and kind of clean them up a little bit. And while doing that with Blinky, I fell in love with that comic. And I was like, man, I remember this comic. It was so much fun to do these photo shoots. It was so much fun to make these comics. Cause
it sounds like a Wes Anderson movie. Sergeant Blinky and Brigade Fantastic.
I love it. Sergeant Blinky and Brigade Fantastic. And there's 184 strips I did of that. And every single one of them is a single panel photo. There's no multiple panels. It's all just one photo and then jokes or story or whatever. But at the end of doing this, I had a bunch of stuff that I had done before, never used. And I may have made an entire year's worth of new comics already for Blinky. I absolutely have. And I've actually made enough to post one a week for an entire year, plus post one every single day of October. And those are all done, ready to go.
Do you set up like an automatic posting?
Yeah. Yeah. The website automatically posts and shares it out everywhere I want it to go to. I don't have to do anything.
So you have everything set up just to go through, but you have to do that like 800 times.
I've done it 840 times so far. Yes. On the website. Well, putting them all back. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I just sit here while I'm working and doing stuff. And while I'm waiting for shit to load or save, I just
while you're working.
Because there's a lot of downtime. Well, there's a lot of downtime of just waiting for stuff. So in that downtime, I just come over here and like post a comic or edit a comic.
I love it. That's a lot of work, and it's cool that you're able to have something like that. You can regurgitate in a way. Yeah, and get going on there. I don't know how do you bring awareness to it.
I don't know, but
you know, besides going on to like Facebook, does it feel like Facebook is coming back around?
It does, yeah. Because everybody's so like, fucking sick of Twitter. More and more
people go back to it.
Yeah, everybody's sick like, of Twitter and shit.
Because Twitter, and then I'm on, what is that, Blue Social or
Blue Sky?
Blue Sky, but it just doesn't feel the same, and it doesn't.
It's awkward. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I've been using Threads. I like it's just Instagram, but I like it's Threads is just Instagram's Twitter, and it's pretty nice. Seems to be a lot of creative people there, which I like.
Yeah. But I've just seen a lot of people, more and more people back on, and I only use Facebook really for Messenger.
Yeah, pretty much same. Yeah.
Yeah, but now because I log into Facebook to get to Messenger. Because I really don't want Messenger on my devices if I can help it.
Yeah.
I don't just want another thing installed, another app. You know what I mean?
Right. So many apps.
Yeah. Well, so on my phone, I have Messenger. But on my PCs or on my
laptop?
I have a Mac Mini in it, and then my laptop's a Mac. But they're fucking PCs.
Yeah, I mean they are personal computers, but
term PC that's what means they Windows. Are. They're personal computers, huh?
Yeah. The term PC it's becomes synonymous with Windows, not with anything else. But yeah,
100%. But that's stupid because that's never was what it's supposed to be. And the only reason it's synonymous with Windows is not because of Microsoft; it's because of Mac. Because Steve Jobs made a big deal about calling the Mac a PC.
Yeah, Mac,
a Mac not a PC.
And they did Mac versus PC ads and shit in the '90s. So,
oh yeah, and then they got well. That was the early 2000s, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Was it the
it all blurs together
with the Justin Long?
Yeah,
and that other guy that would be the PC, and Justin Long would represent Mac.
Might have been 2000s.
The whole thing of shopping for a laptop, Microsoft did.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
No.
And Mac got mad about him and asked him to stop doing those commercials.
I don't remember
those. They would like say, okay, you have $1,000, go get the best bang for your buck. And then they would go into a computer store or a warehouse or whatever. And then they would shop and they would talk with the salesman and they would, you know, they would do like a hidden camera style thing. And then they would leave with like a Windows 7 machine. But it was like, for $1,000, I got this much RAM and this much this and this and this and this. And, you know, the thing is dollar to dollar, when you're comparing the two, you do get a lot more computing power up front, you know? But the difference is the smaller OS and the hardware is so freaking good inside a Mac, they last you 10 years.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
I tried to tell my mom that, my sister that too, because they still buy like almost every year, they'll buy like a $600 Acer laptop. And I'm like,
yeah,
you're buying one of these every fucking year. If you just spent $2,000 and bought a MacBook, you'd have it for 10 years. Like,
yeah,
I literally 2 years ago, so in 2023, got rid of a MacBook that I got in 2016. Because it was getting kind of where it was getting slow and crashy sometimes.
I still have my i7 Intel Mac.
Yeah.
With the I hate it. The only thing that sucks on it is that's what the first year they changed the keyboard.
Yeah.
I need to go in because they have it where you can go in and they'll change the keyboard out to.
Oh, nice.
It's basically the same keyboard, but it's built better, you know?
Nice.
And, but I still have it. I just got this Mac Mini I have an M1 MacBook Pro.
Yeah,
and me too. So that's become my laptop. Because it was before it was just plugged into my docking station. It was my everyday machine, and now it's just now overtook my i7 MacBook Pro. I've been using. I've had that since it's been 8 years.
Yeah,
that I've used it.
Yeah, it's worth. It's worth the money. I mean. But I mean, Kaylee got one. She has one. I have one. It's like, Sadie has one. I just bought yeah. Tegan one for her birthday. Tegan turns 14 on Friday, so I bought her a MacBook.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fine. All works. Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, it just depends on what you're doing. I don't play a lot of video games anymore.
I don't either.
I don't need all that other stuff. You know, it for what I do, it's perfect.
Yeah, same. You know? It's great for creating stuff. That's what I do, you know.
Yeah.
So to continue on what I'm doing, working on, because there's more. Mm-hmm. After deciding to relaunch Blinky and making 50 or 100 and some comics, I decided I wanted to also relaunch Inanimate, but do it differently. I want to do
it. I don't really know that one. I have an issue or two somewhere.
Inanimate, you know what I mean? Is the one with it's like pot and kettle, and inanimate objects talking. Yeah.
I thought that was pot and kettle. I don't think I understood that it was called Inanimate.
It's called Inanimate. So I want to relaunch that one, but instead of using like, you know, that one was always done with like just static pictures from like Google and like public domain pictures or images that I would cut them out and like put them on a white background and shit and move them around. I want to do it more like I do a Blinky with photos and set them up. And I've already written, you're going to laugh at me. I've already, I'm going to do it in style. I'm going to combine the style of like how I took Julian Nolan from being the webcomic to being the comic series it is, right? Basically taking the whole series, rewriting and adding a bunch of stuff to it, making it fleshing it out to a whole series, redoing all the art and stuff. And then taking the fact that I use photos for Blinky, combining the two and do that with Inanimate. And I've already rewritten the entire series of Inanimate, which is like 260 comics, I think it was. I rewrote that into script form for like full pages to work off of.
Yeah.
And it may be 9 issues long so far, at 24 pages each. And then I've got to do it. I've already got Kettle. So I've already got Kettle to use for photos.
Did you go buy a Kettle?
No, I stole it from your garage. I stole it from your sister.
Nice.
She had it. She had that on her stove. I was like, I'm taking this. And then I've also got pot.
Is that an actual pot leaf?
It's an actual pot leaf that I laminated to use. Nice. And then I'm ordering. So one of the characters is Crazy Mofo Nelly, who's like one of those copy monkey thingies. And I actually found the version, the one he
that
is.
You modeled him after.
Yeah, and I'm gonna order it, but it's gonna cost me like $50 to get it. Because it's like from the 40s, nice. From the 50s, but I'm gonna get that. So I'm slowly getting like the main characters from the comic strip that I'm gonna use for stuff, and then I'm gonna set those up and do stupid photos and make comics out of that too. And then there's that. And then on the writing side, I've been working on the Ions novel, which I'm hoping to have done here pretty soon. And then after that, I'm gonna be working on the Jolmi Nolmi novel, which is about halfway done. Ions novel is at about 60%.
When are you going to start doing the Ions Volume 2 comic? I mean, you put an actual ad for it in the back of Supernatural Baby Detective number 1.
Yeah, I need to do that. I think
you need to do that before you do the novel, dude.
Probably.
It might actually help you with the novel because you'll flesh some other things out.
Probably. I need to just work on it and get it done. I have to like get myself in the mood to work on that one because when I work on Ions, I kind of have to not work on anything else when I'm doing the comic for Ions, because it takes a lot of brain power to like get it all lined up and like make sure the stories work together and the stories in between works together for it all. And it takes a lot of like brain power. So I need to just like dedicate like a month or two and be like, all right, I'm just going to work on this and then just get it fleshed out, get it done. Which I probably should do that, but yeah, I should definitely work on that for sure.
I mean, it's your process. It's what you need to do, right? And what you want to do.
So if I don't,
at the end of the day,
I'm just putting it off to put it off because I don't want it. It's like
I just feel like I should give you shit because
you should.
Some of me is like that's my job.
Yeah,
and really, you should be working on that. And I think at the end, it'll help you with that novel be much better.
And I'm pretty sure people who bought the first one and read it and emailed me and told me they loved it would like to have the sequel since the first one came out in 2019.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. It was 6 years ago. Well, it came out end of 2019, early 2020. So like 5 years ago. It's been out for like 5 years. So
yeah.
but I need to get it done. Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, working on comic books, it's weird. It's fun. It's not all that easy.
It's not easy,
you know. And then when you start fleshing things out, and then you really want it to be something special, you know what I mean? At least for you.
Right.
Because I don't think you can write towards anybody when it comes to that stuff.
I mean, some people unless do, you're writing, but I don't.
Well, I think if you work at Marvel, you can.
Yeah.
Because they're not your characters.
Right.
And they're telling you. Right? I would assume that they have...
You have an editor.
Yeah, they have things in place, and they know where stories and they know plot points that they want to happen because it's gearing towards some crossover event. Everything's about a crossover nowadays, right?
Which is annoying. I stopped reading the big two comics a long time ago. I just couldn't.
I haven't read any of those in a long time. I can't. Yeah, it's too expensive. I can't keep up. The only time I read anything is when I see a character. I'm like, oh, I want to check that out, and Russ goes, oh yeah, you might like that one. And yeah, you know, but as a whole, I haven't bought the last thing I bought was the Hillerene, or not the Hillerene, Helverine.
Oh yeah.
Which is Ghost Rider Hellboy, or Ghost Rider Hellboy, Ghost Rider Wolverine.
I read some of the Jonathan Kent stuff, the Superboy, the new Superboy.
Oh, is it good?
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. It's Dan Jurgens.
Speaking, not to cut you off, but because you brought it up, I sent you the trailer when it first hit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I haven't seen this yet. But then I don't think you told me what you thought
of the
new Superman trailer.
I was waiting for this.
I'll tell you what I think. I think felt like he really, I don't know if he's nailed the comic version of Superman, but I thought he nailed Donner's version of Superman, and that whole nostalgic feel of the bringing back that music and just updating it, and you know what I mean, where you know, oh, that's definitely a rewrite of the original Superman score. And then, you know, and then even Crypto seeing the dog was not out of place to me, and it just felt like, I got excited. I got nostalgic. I remember waiting in line to see Superman 2 at the Redwood Plaza Cinemas. Nice. And it was wrapped all the way around past Ivers, down the wall to the rock wall in the back, and then down the rock wall to the Pizza Hut. And it was almost to the Pizza Hut. And we had to sit through two showings of the movie to even get to the point where we can get into the theater.
Damn.
And everybody just sat in line waiting for the movie to stop and then come out and then go see it. And I saw it opening day.
Nice.
And you know, and that Superman 2 was amazing. I still love that one. I hate it when people are like, oh, it's, you know, it's like, didn't like because he gave up his powers. But it's like, I don't know, to an 8-year-old Kendrick, that shit was the bomb.
I love Superman 2. I love the first two. Third one is fun. Fourth one is crap. But yeah, you know.
The quest for peace.
Yeah. Nuclear
Man. Everyone's great because it's got Richard Pryor in it.
Yeah, it's funny. But so the trailer, I liked it a lot. I thought it was great. Besides the music, I don't see what you're saying about it nailing the Richard Donner version of him. But I think it's great. I think the fact he embraced Crypto up front in the trailer and in the teaser image, I think doing that, that sets him apart so far from the Snyder Superman.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's so different than the Snyder. And to be honest, it could just be the music that makes me,
I think it is
of Christopher Reeve. And well, and he, and the guy that they got looks similar to Christopher Reeve. But then the music hits. And I think that's probably more that than anything. Cause it looks like Lois Lane, but she looks different. She dresses differently.
Well, and exactly.
She dresses more like Punky Brewster.
I like Crypto being in the trailer. Putting Crypto in there, and especially so soon, lets everybody know that this is not Snyder's dark, angry Superman. This is Superman. This is a more, he has these a fucking super dog, you know, and named Crypto that can run fly fast, you know. And it's like, comics are meant to be fun, not meant to be realistic and gritty and angry most of the time.
They have their place.
They have their place for sure. But like, Superman is not meant to be that way. Like, Superman is full of hope. And so is Batman, yeah, to a certain degree. But so I like that. I love the scene with Crypto of Superman being on the ground and being like home, and Crypto grabbing his cape and nearly taking him home. I thought it was the scenes they cut to were cool. Kind of seeing some of the other characters. I read some stuff online about people being super mad about this, but I don't understand why they're mad. But Nathan Fillion's Guy Gardner, mm-hmm, in it, they're all like, well, why is he always super bulk? He looks so dumb. And I'm like, have you ever seen Guy Gardner? Do you know what he looks like?
Yeah, he has a bowl cut in the comics,
right? Because they fucking nailed Guy Gardner to the T in his outfit and his look. He's supposed to look fucking ridiculous because he's a redheaded, hothead asshole, Green Lantern.
Yeah. And, well, the thing is today, now, 2025, we've had so many superhero movies. I don't think you could get away with doing that kind of Guy Gardner in 2005.
No, you can't.
He would be too goofy looking. But now people are ready. You know what I mean? The super suits and everything have been in canon for so long now.
Right.
It doesn't.
It's great.
You should expect it.
Yeah. I love they have Guy Gardner in it. They have Mr. Fantastic. Mr. Terrific, not Fantastic. Mr. Terrific is in it, which is great. They got Supergirl in it, which the girl who plays Supergirl, I like. She looks the part, and I'm excited to see where she goes because she has a they're doing an actual solo Supergirl movie as well after this, which they announced Jason Momoa is playing Lobo. Yeah, and they announced Jason Momoa is playing Lobo, which is cool. He visually fits Lobo more than Aquaman, but that's a whole other thing. No, I think it was great. I'm super excited for the movie. I even like pulled it in here and showed Kaylee and the kids the trailer because I thought it was fantastic. And you know me, I don't watch trailers anymore really at all. But I had to watch that one because it's fucking Superman.
Well, you have to watch it. It was so interesting. Yeah. I'm excited for it. I think they're going to do a great job on it. It looks like they're doing a good job on it. It comes out, this summer, right?
Yeah, in July, June. Let's see. Comes out July 11th.
Oh, man. So it's going to be... yeah, it should be good. I'm excited. I don't know. It's I'm actually kind of excited for all of what James Gunn is doing with the DC universe.
I'm super excited for what James Gunn is doing because I feel like he actually kind of cares about what he's working on, and he has fun with it. Like he doesn't take the fun out of the movie, you know, out of the characters, which is like what they've done, which is what DC's done for the last, you know, two decades, is just take the fun out of the movies because while I like Christopher Nolan's movie, it's like, let's make it as dark and nasty as possible and brooding.
I liked Batman Begins for what it was. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was all right. I loved The Dark Knight.
It's good.
Heath Ledger as the Joker was so good. And it felt like it could have gone. And if he hadn't have passed away at the end of that whole thing, and he was around for the third one, I think it would have been a completely different movie, and he would have been more, you know what I mean? Cause he could have gone either direction. He could play the crazy zany thing and all that. And I, you know, the third one's all right. I don't know why they did Bane that way. I don't know why they made the girl Bane really. That's what it kind of came across.
I mean, she's controlling her to tell you, but like, the one thing I talk about, they kind of, Bane's a genius in the comics. Like, Bane's a super genius.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a dummy.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He's not a dummy wrestler. And that's the thing, that the cartoons, though, play him as a dummy wrestler, you know? And so, you know, they probably look at it and say, okay, we got to kind of, what they feel is people's expectations. But that girl, like, I don't understand why they just, Was she Ra's al Ghul's daughter?
Yeah, it's Talia al Ghul.
Yeah, it's Talia al Ghul, but in the movie too, right?
Yeah,
but they didn't have her be Talia al Ghul. They had her be like this.
Or she was.
I mean, she was Talia al Ghul, but she wasn't. You know, I mean, she ran the organization. You know what I mean? On so many levels.
Yeah. And she was, it was Talia al Ghul, though, right? The character?
I think so. Now I'm like totally, I haven't watched it in like 10 years. I feel like it is, but it's just weird because she's in prison from a little girl all the way.
Yeah, it's Talia. And it's like,
yeah. But it just didn't make sense. That's not the, I mean, that wasn't Talia. It's like they took her name, but it wasn't who Talia al Ghul was or is.
Well, Talia al Ghul. Yeah, well, it's Ra's al Ghul's daughter. It's also the mother of Damian Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she drugs Batman and rapes him.
They've rewritten that and said, "Oh, it wasn't actually raped. It was because they've taken the rape out of that." But
they're wusses, man. I swear to God, they're so wussies.
If you read Son of the Demon, you can definitely tell what it is. But
yeah, just keep it canon,
right? Makes it better.
That's whatever. I mean, honestly, it's comic books. It's like, here's the nice thing about comic books. They change the history so much, you can just go with the history that you prefer.
Right. You just go whatever part you like, just stick with that. Make your own headcanon.
Just stick with that. Yeah, you're done. You're good. You know? I mean, I still don't agree when people say Batman doesn't kill. I'm like, I'm sorry, he does. And he freaking carried a gun for a while. And then just decided, well, we're just not going to have him do that anymore. Well, he did, and he did it, and like lean into it. At least make him be sorrowful and have him have nightmares about it because he was using a gun. I mean, Jesus Christ, the first issue of Batman, he hangs a guy from his bat wing and flies around with him, hanging from a rope.
He was a mutant. The guy was a mutant.
We've had this already. Whatever, dude. But the point is...
No, I get what you're saying, but
You could lean into that and show remorse and show like, him trying to get over, you know what I mean? Like, at what point are you redeemable? You know?
True, but like the decision to make him not carry a gun and not kill people anymore was literally done in 1940 after a year of publishing Batman. They changed it after the first year. So it's like the him not having a gun and him not killing people as being his moral code has been more in the character than him having a gun and it was there. And like, I believe that Batman would kill in his first starts for sure. Like he's learning.
Yeah.
Part of what people miss about fucking Batman is Batman is the most hopeful character in the DCU. He's more hopeful than Superman. He's more hopeful than anybody else. And the reason why is if he wasn't, he would fucking kill everybody. But he believes in redemption. He believes all those villains, Joker, Clayface, he believes all of them can be rehabilitated. He puts him in prison. Though? Batman?
Yeah. I mean, he's not overpowered, but is he like, I just feel like almost any person that has an act. There's two things here. One, I don't believe Batman's a normal human. He's a metahuman in some ways.
He has to be.
You know what I mean? He takes way too much punishment. You know what I mean? He's way too strong. It just doesn't make sense. And he's way too smart. And the fact that he can do all these different fighting styles and everything. But if he truly is just a normal guy, and it doesn't even really matter how much planning he can do and how smart he is, 75% of these metahumans would kill him so quickly without even thinking about it. Yeah, and it's just like, I feel like there's a part of me that feels like he should almost be treated like Aquaman. It's sacrilegious, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just totally make fun of him.
I agree. Batman is, they'll never say he's a metahuman because that kind of that ruins the whole thing behind him being a normal guy in a suit with money. But it's like, he can't be Batman and take those punishments and not have something special about you. Like and I don't care who you are, what writer you are, or how much playing time Batman has. There are several characters in the DCU that Batman could not beat in reality. Any of the flashes.
The Flash would annihilate him so quickly. It's not even funny.
Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, of them would. The entire Justice League, any of them at one would take him out.
Okay, actually, that's a perfect character to think about. He should be more in line with how they treat Green Arrow.
Yeah, Green Arrow is way more human than Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Batman. Have for a long time.
I do too.
The older I get and the more I think about it, I'm like, it's just like, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. But it is what it is. You know, it's whatever. It's comics. Yeah, I'm curious to see what they do with the next Batman movie. Like, not the fucking Matt Reeves, Robert Pattinson Batman movies, but like in the DCEU, in the DCU with
James Gunn. That?
Yeah.
Why are they not just using Pat? Why are they doing that? Is it just because I feel like it's just because they started their Matt Reeves version before Gunn was announced? And so Gunn's like, I'm not using him.
It's because that Gotham is a very different world than the world that James Gunn's building for the DCU. Like,
but he couldn't make it work.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, because I watched that one again a couple weeks ago, and then I went and watched the whole Penguin.
I want to watch that Penguin.
It's so good, dude. It is so good. And then and Colin Farrell, oh my god, dude, he nails that character so well.
Colin Farrell is amazing.
And yeah, and then I, dude, the second time around and watching that movie, I liked it even more. I was like, oh, this is good. And what's his name? Patterson?
Robert Pattinson.
I like him.
He's a great actor. He's like he really is.
He's a dirty Batman. You know what I mean? I don't mean dirty. Like he just looks like he doesn't shower every day because he's doing this stuff. You know what I mean? And he's out and he's working and he's trolling and he's doing this stuff to get there. And he doesn't look perfect. It doesn't look like James Bond. Like Affleck always looked clean. Like he wasn't like he's only putting on the suit once a month, you know what I mean? Right. Or when he thinks he really needs to, where Pattinson looks like he's there every night. And that's my Batman. He's there every night trolling those streets. You know what I mean? And he's down on the street level. You know what I mean? Protecting people that are getting mugged and doing it. And that's the Batman that I think of when I think of Gotham and all that. And I felt like Reeves really captured that. And his Gotham is dark and dirty, and that's how I always think of it. Like the animated show was felt like the 1950s, but it really wasn't the 50s, but it was the 50s, and it was dark, and it was and it looked and it was and it seemed dirty, and it didn't seem like it wasn't didn't seem safe. That's what Joel Schumacher messed up. Everything was super clean and like otherworldly and weird, and not in a way that you wanted it to be, not the way I wanted it to be, anyways. And then, Nolan kind of got that. He got it really, I think he nailed like this weird, The Dark Knight, Nolan's Dark Knight with Heath Ledger as the Joker felt like the French Connection, that movie with Gene Hackman from the 1970s. And it just had that weird, like, I felt like the color was all like opaque, like it was dull, you know what I mean? And it just gave me this like kind of grimy feeling, and I think that's why I liked it. And I didn't get that in Batman Begins or in the third one. I only got it in that second one where it felt weird, you know. But but I like Matt Reeves a lot. I loved Godzilla. I loved, you know what I mean, the way he did it, and I think he nailed it. So I'm just, there's a part of me, and you watch it again and it gets better the second, it just gets better. And the way he like saves all those people and the waves are crashing in, and then he, you know what I mean? And then he falls and he gets up and he's got the, the flair, and what's he doing? The first thing he does is not to get away so people can't find him or to do, is to save the people that are right there and to have them follow him to safety. He does everything that you think Batman should be and should be doing, you know, and on the street level, which is what I loved about it. You know what I mean? And like Nolan missed that. You know, he totally missed that. And I think, and the other guys missed it too. The Schumacher and even Keaton's Batman, Tim Burton, they all didn't, the street level just was, it was always this grand thing that he had to deal with. You know what I mean? And that's not how Batman is, you know. Batman to me is more like a daredevil. Superman deals with the otherworldly and the things that are way too big for somebody like that to do. Batman deals with Gotham City and the crime and the grittiness of it. And that's why I was kind of sad, because I thought Reeves really killed it. I thought he did a great job. And then, oh, we're going to use that. So now I got to go through another Batman for what? I mean, to me, I was like, don't even do a Batman movie. Just have him in, just have... I don't know. I just think it's a waste of effort.
Well, they don't have a Batman movie planned right now for a James Gunn series.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. And I liked the Batman. I thought it was good. I only saw it in theaters down in Portland when it came out. I haven't seen it since then. The feelings I remember after that movie were two things. Besides, I enjoyed it. Right. The first thing was, it was long. It was really fucking long.
It's better at home. I think that's why.
I'm sure.
I think it's too long for your theater. I think it's great sitting on the couch watching it, or watching it from your computer chair while you're working and having it on. I guarantee you'll like it more.
Probably. I remember the theater being like, this is good, but I want this to fucking end. I want to go. This is like 10 years of my life gone. But I liked it. And then the second thing was, Pattinson was a great Batman. I loved his Batman. That was really good. I don't remember liking his Bruce Wayne. I remember not being a fan of his Bruce Wayne. And I need to see it again to kind of more judge on that. But I remember walking out of it going like,
I can see that. And I think the reason that I liked his Bruce Wayne is because he was so different. Because almost everybody plays their Bruce Wayne like he's James Bond.
Yeah.
Like he's the sophisticated, well-dressed guy. And to a point, he's supposed to be. And Pattinson is when it's appropriate. But you mostly see Wayne, like I said, sweaty, dirty, just getting done trolling the night. You know what I mean? And then going through and trying to figure out what's going on and then going back out. You know what I mean? He puts the priority on going out every night and being on the street over everything else. And right. I think if you have that in your mind, maybe next time think about what I'm saying and then watch it and go, oh, I get it. Yeah. Maybe you'll go, nope, dude, because of this and this, maybe you'll see something I didn't, you know?
Well, I do like the fact that if I remember the movie, right. And it's been a while. I'll watch it again this week sometime. Yeah. But if I remember right, they did nail the fact that Bruce Wayne is Batman's alter ego, not the other way around, to where Batman is doing the Bruce Wayne stuff because he has to keep up appearances so he can do the Batman stuff. Not that 100%. He's in disguise. And it's I did like that. I just remember walking out of the theater going, his Bruce Wayne felt kind of weird. But I'll watch it again. And it might have been because the theater was in the ghetto of fucking Portland. It was in the horrible part of town. There was a bunch of weird people in the theater. I had to pee. There's a list of shit that went on that day.
You should check it out. Watch it again. Tell me what you think. Or maybe we can do a watching party.
That'd be fun.
You know what I mean? And we can do it and we can
do a commentary, do
like a reaction, party. like a reaction kind of video. Like start your movie now and then you can watch along with us.
I'm down with that. It'd be fun.
Yeah. And then we can go 3, 2, 1.
they have.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
They have things you can do streaming parties on. Like you can just push play. You push play once and it plays for everybody at the same time.
Netflix used to have a whole thing where you could get together with all your friends.
Oh, I know.
Do a viewing party. And for some reason, they took it out.
That's how I watched.
Why would you do that?
I watched Daredevil season 3 that way because my buddies and I wanted to watch it together. So we watched it on our computers through the Netflix stream party thing.
Yeah. So, they should bring that back. I think people are more sophisticated now and will use it more.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I'm excited for what James Gunn is doing. Well, though, besides that, the only thing I don't understand is this whole Batman thing. We'll wait and see what happens, but
we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. I can't wait to see. And then we'll go from there. All right, man. I think that's a wrap.
It's a wrap. So we'll be back next week because I put it on my calendar to record with Kimmick every Wednesday night at least. So we'll be here next week and do another one. And yeah, we'll see. Baby. It was 2025 and we're fucking back, hopefully. Yes, back.
Yeah. All right, guys. Open the ride. Open the ride. Open the ride and mead more.
Yeah, open the ride and mead more. Yeah, more mead. Drink more mead.
Drink more mead. But open your mind and read more.